CJLO 1690 AM. We just heard there before the news, which I'm sure was just filled with good stories that made you feel good, was a band called Tales of Destiny from here in Montreal. A track called Rescued by an Angel off of Ashes of Destiny. Very cheesy, very power metal-y, very something. It's just so cheesy. And before that, some Stone Gate with a track called The Villain of Hope Dies Last. Hey, it's hour two of Great A Explosives. I'm Andrew. And in case you're unaware and didn't listen to the first hour and only listen to this one, first off, shame on you. Shame. I made all of this for you. You never call. You never write. You know, what can I do? Anyway. This hour, I have a interview with a band called Roll for Us. Now, you won't find much about them online, which makes me feel a little bit special because I like to play things for you that I definitely know you haven't heard. And unless you are Rob, maybe, if you're listening, basically Rob from my work, who recommended this band to me, is the only other person probably that has heard this band that might be listening to the show. Aside from you, Jeremy, if you're listening to the show. If you are, welcome. I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard so far, as well as all of you. Anyway, I got to sit down and chat with Jeremy from Roll for Rust when he was here on the same day, ironically, or maybe not, as the Deftones here in Montreal at the Bell Center, which is a pretty good show. It's pretty good. I liked it a lot. I wouldn't say that I'm a super huge Deftones fan, but I did get to see Change in the House of Flies, and, well, I mean, that was stellar, of course. That's basically all I need. All I need. But anyway, Roll for Rust, let's hear more about them from the brainchild behind it himself, Jeremy, who I got to sit down and chat with. You'll get some of the setup, but I should tell you that it gets kind of noisy, and I think you'll understand why when you hear where it's taking place. So apologies for some of the background noise, but, you know, just act like, you know, we're having a nice conversation, all of us, you know, enjoy it. CJLO 1690.
Hey, everybody, it's Andrew. I am here at a bubble tea shop, which, of course, as all interviews are done at bubble tea shops, that's the way things are now, right?
Standard.
It's like Hot Ones, only bubble tea.
Yeah.
I am joined by a gentleman who is in a band called Roll for Rust. You know, he came from Newark to go over to California to now live in, I believe, Kentucky?
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Louisville.
I will let him intro himself so that you can put a voice to a name. But tell us who he is and what you do's in the band.
My name's Jeremy Newhouse, and I play guitar and everything else in the band.
So I was doing some research here to try and prep for this, and I didn't find much. So normally I start off most of my interviews with a question that the band doesn't want to be asked, because I figure they've done a lot leading up to me.
Yeah.
But it seems like this is, you know, a fresh thing. So that requires me to ask, is this the first interview for this band?
For this band, yeah.
Oh, well then, everyone, it's time for the one question, the one time anyone gets to ask this question. So if you're thinking of doing an interview later, you have to reference this. Tell us how your band got their name. Worst question that's ever been asked to anyone.
It just came from a song that I wrote.
Hmm.
So,
is that the one that featured on the record?
Yeah.
The Trifecta song. I love Trifecta songs. They're my favorite.
Worked out just fine.
Well, I still will ask you, because I love patterns and stability. What's a question you don't want to be asked? If I have it on this list, I'll strike it. You won't have to address it.
I don't know, man. You can ask me anything. I'm cool.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Then we'll go. We'll roll on here and see what we've got. Well, let's talk about this band.
Okay.
Roll for Rust. It's a band. I don't know much about it because there's not much info. So tell me the info for the band. When did it start? Who's in it? What have you? How long have you been working on it? All those fun things.
So I've probably been working on this for the past few years. I was in a few bands. Once I moved to Louisville from San Francisco, I was working on a few bands with some old friends from back in the day, kind of in your buddy Rob's time.
Mm,
but none of that sort of all worked out, you know, and I had built a studio in the basement to record and to rehearse and stuff. And then when the last one didn't really work out, I just decided I'm going to work on a record of my own stuff Because before that, I would be trying to like put a band together, mm-hmm. and get out on the road and do the stuff that we always do. But as you're aging in life, putting all those pieces together for people that have kids or lives or whatever, yeah. gets harder and harder and harder. So I just decided I was going to sit down and work on a record and put a record out the way that I wanted to do it, and then just put it out there. And then if anything came from that, to be playing with either friends or new people or whatever, then it would come, you know.
So this is like solo stuff.
Yeah.
That
oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. For this now. Yeah. For sure.
And you didn't choose to do just your name with things? I know. I love how people do that.
No, because I don't know. With this kind of music, like, I feel like that's weird. You know what I mean? And then, like,
it is, right?
I kind of, although I'm doing an interview right now, I do kind of like to be an elusive sort of person. I'm a personable person, so I like to hang out with people. And obviously, you can hear me talk. I've been talking to you for 20 minutes. But I kind of like the old way of the world where it was kind of elusive. Like, you didn't really know about the bands till you opened up the line
or
figure out little things. But I know that way is dying too. So I'm just continuing on with what feels right at the time, you know?
Do you think, because I've had this debate with a lot of people. I don't even know if it's a debate, but this point I brought up about how I actually think that there's a lot of bands that have, at least for me, been detrimental for me to find out more about them. And the one that I always cite for this is the Misfits. Mm-hmm. Like, the more I find out about the Misfits, the more I'm like, why do I like this band?
Yeah,
they are all terrible.
They say, don't meet your heroes.
Yes, right. You know what I mean?
But then sometimes you do, and it's an exception to the rule. But a lot of times, yeah. Sometimes the mystique is really cool. But anyways, I want people to hear it. So when you reached out, I thought, like, hey, I should talk to this guy. So,
I mean, it's always fun to do interviews. Yeah. I find them fun, at least. I mean, I don't know about anybody else.
When I was younger, we would be a lot funnier.
So how long have you been working on this as a project? Like, how long have some of these things been sitting with you?
So I started really working on this probably in, like, what's it now, 2025?
Yep.
So probably maybe like 2022 or 2023. Okay. And then I started to really buckle down and demo everything and then really record it. And then I sent it out to California to my buddy Jack. I don't know if you ever heard of Jack Shirley Jr., who has a recording studio in California, in Oakland, called the Atomic Garden. And he's recorded tons of bands, awesome student. I've recorded with him in the past. But then sent it out to him to mix and master, and then just put it out, you know what I mean? But probably, it was probably a couple years that I was really working on it, you know, so.
Is it all you on all of the tracks?
Yeah, it's all, I wrote and recorded everything except for my buddy Adam Colvin played the drums.
Okay.
Because I can't play drums that consistently.
It's always the way. Yeah. It's like, don't take the drummer in.
Yeah. So.